And joining us now in the Kay Wyman studios is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, braving the rain.
Well, it's better rain than snow. So
April showers.
You my glass is half full, right? Just so long as the river's not overflowing its banks.
Yeah, Northfield City Council had a regular meeting and a work session last night, all wrapped up in one big package. So we're going to talk about that. The regular agenda, fairly light. It actually wasn't even a regular agenda. It was all public hearing and the related actions. Basically, is funding the street projects and the park projects that we've been talking about the last few weeks. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure, Jeff. So, yes, absolutely right. A little bit of an unique meeting that we had last night as a council, but it was really good. So that first part, as you said, two public hearings and then two related action items. So the first one was really that public hearing on the tax abatement for the Babcock ball field and shelter improvements, as well as some lighting out at Seckler Park, the two softball fields at the southern end of Seckler Park, and was that opportunity to just hear about the financing package for that and how to more of the detail for us to hear from Ellers, our financial advisor, on that. And that's really bringing really one of our softball field diamonds and the related area around there up to speed. I mean, we've been underfunding our park system for almost 15 years now. And so that particular shelter and the amenities, or what do you call that, facilities, I would say, the whole area over there really needed some updates. And so it was good to hear that we were able to make that happen.
What does that include? You mentioned the shelter, lighting for the ballparks. Will there be like restrooms, concession areas, or anything else around there?
Yeah, so the retaining walls are failing on the site, and so we'll be able to stabilize the ground. The warming house and structure that's there is unusable for some sections. They've had to shut down, so it will include bathroom facilities that will be available, pavilion building, site lighting around the softball fields and the outdoor rings. So really was in tough shape down there, even though it's heavily utilized. And so this will be a really big improvement in really just about taking care of what we've got and what people are using for the project. So we're excited. And that's planned to, it's out for award for project in May. So we're out for bids right now, and it's supposed to still be completed yet this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You also voted on the bonding and approved the bonding for the street projects, as you had mentioned. What's next? Do they go out for bids at this point?
Yes, so this is the funding for the project. The bids are out right now as well. The that particular project, we'd be coming back to authorize the financing components of it, and then ultimately awarding that later this summer, kind of in conjunction with the bids, similar to the ball field projects.
So the street reconstruction programs, I say reconstruction, but are they reconstruction? Are they mill and overlay? Is there going to be enough time? Or they're going to be starting on this a little bit later on in the summer. Are they going to have plenty of time to still finish it in 2023?
Yeah, and the ones around the school in particular are the critical ones to be completed before the school season, where we're doing some sidewalk improvements and biking facilities in that area of Spring Creek. So do expect that that piece will be completed. But, yeah, it is a little bit later, and so hopefully we'll get good bids even though we're later in the year, and we'll kind of see how things play out. We bring that back to the council.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Mayor Pownell and City Administrator Martin are with us. Let's talk about the work session that you had last night. It was all about the branding, and we've had you on to talk about rebranding of Northfield in the past month or two, sometime this spring, or I guess if you call the spring or this long winter you've been in. What was discussed last night?
Which one?
Go for it, Mayor.
So, it was really a fun evening. We brought in approximately 30 participants, including members of our community, the city council, city employees, and our brand advisory committee. And the goal of really the session was to create what is called the brand essence for Northfield. So the brand essence is the heart and soul of the brand. Its timeless qualities are expressed in a few simple words that are unique to the brand. The mission is what you do, but the brand essence is who you are and how you do it. And so we had a couple of our facilitators that we had graciously given of their time to serve on our branding committee, also served as our facilitators. And these are some known quantities, but they're really wonderful people right here in our community, Bob Thacker and Katie Warren. So Bob is a resident and former Target Corporation marketing executive, and Katie Warren is a resident and chief marketing officer for St. Olaf. So we, in our branding committee, we were able to kind of tap into some of the skill sets, the professional skill sets that are right here within our community where they do this kind of work. And so we're doing some of the upfront kind of gathering of information that we can then provide for whoever we choose to be our consultant. And so last night was just part of that process.
Mm-hmm. Would you just go through certain exercises or what?
Yeah, we had
sit
a
sit around and talk about it.
You yeah. should have been there, Jeff. Come on.
I should have watched it, but I somehow missed.
Yeah, so Katie and Bob provided group facilitation processes. So we had a lot of sticky notes, and we went through kind of this brand essence pyramid, kind of building from the top up to kind of come to that point. And there was also a lot of discussion, and then the research that was completed, you know, survey of over 950 responses, some focus groups that we had, that was provided as some background information. They also talked about what is a brand, what isn't a brand. Bob Thacker's experience in Target as a Minnesota corporation that we're all familiar with. He said fast, fun, and friendly is kind of the essence of Target, but you don't necessarily, that's not like a tagline that they use or something you see in their logo. But he really talked about how that essence really helps drive a lot of their decisions, that they want to be fun and, you know, keep up to trends, and they want to be friendly from a customer service standpoint, and they also want to be fast so that you can get through the registers quickly, and they're quick to market on new ideas. So trying to give an example of kind of where this is leading for us on that process, and ultimately kind of talked about the assets of Northfield, what really makes it unique as we look ultimately to use this to come up with really our objectives is to create a comprehensive brand and marketing campaign for Northfield that helps to grow our economy through recruiting young families, workers, entrepreneurs, businesses, and tourism. Certainly our community as stewards need in businesses and residents need to buy in to this is us, this is Northfield, to then send that message out to the world to talk about what a great place this is to do business, mm-hmm. to come visit, to help grow our tax base, grow our economy, keep it a vibrant and fun place as well. So the process kind of led to that and landed kind of on some keywords of vibrant, charming, and creative were some of the kind of boiled down essences. I think they'll be kind of fine tuning some of that as well, but I think those were all really meaningful words to the group that we went through and probably had to be there a little bit to understand mm-hmm. some of the components on yes. how we got there. But yes. Yeah, looking forward to it. It was really a great evening.
A project this large is going to it's going to take some time. Mm-hmm. It's a step-by-step process. What's the next step?
So in May or June, we will put out a request for qualifications, which is a document that will be created to help recruit consultants who can submit their qualifications for the branding project. And so that is that sort of next step. What do you do with vibrant? What'd you say? Vibrant, charming, and creative. You know, what does that mean? What does that look like for our community? So they will help us develop through that next phase of bringing the brand essence to life. That's fresh, inviting, and modern. So I like those three words too. vibrant, charming and creative, fresh, inviting and modern. Those are really some great words that will give guidance to them. And I just wanted to highlight too, in before we move off of here, is that there was the survey that we did, and we got about 950 responses to that survey on kind of asking the community those questions. So just really want to stress in this moment that anytime we're going out and asking for these big picture type surveys, we went over all of that data that we received back from the community last night as part of that exercise. So really grateful for all those that took the time to answer the survey and the personal interviews, I would say, that the branding committee has done, and there'll be more. And so just stay tuned, everyone. Watch the process. Engage when we ask you to, and when you want to, I guess. But specifically, anytime we're having open houses or creating those opportunity for dialogue to bring you up to speed on what we're doing, just really appreciate your presence at all of those meetings. So,
all right. Anything else on the branding?
I don't think so. Just the other components after the proposal is completed is July through September will be when the actual kind of design work is done. And once the council approves the consultant, we'll be working with the consultant to determine kind of the committee's role, because certainly as they create the visuals and feel of that, there'll be some participation and information for the public too as that kind of unfolds to make sure we're hitting the mark, I guess, as that work continues.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see what we come up with.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right. Anything else going on in the city or from last night's work session or regular meeting?
One thing I would note that was on the consent agenda that's another pretty big milestone, two items actually, is the purchase of property for a new water treatment plant. So the council did approve 13 acres of land next to the water tower over on the east side of town. So we'll be extending Jefferson Parkway Road along with that project. So that the closing for that property is planned in September. And then the city council also on the consent agenda approved approving professional service agreement for the water treatment plant project with Bolton and Mink. So that design work will now be starting and then construction beginning as early as next year with that. And we're continuing to seek other grant funds concurrent with doing this, but that's a pretty big milestone. And we were successful to come to agreement with the property owner for that project.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you both so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. Yeah. We'll look forward to talking with you again next week or in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
Thanks, Jeff.
Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martin. We got Tim McNiff, news with his side of sports coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have state news with MNN after this.
Shumway Custom Bath will help you create the bathroom you've always wanted, specializing in showers, tubs, cabinets, and floors. Shumway can make your bathroom feel brand new. Their showers are made with non-porous acrylic, so there is nowhere for dirt and germs to hide. With a variety of colors and patterns to choose from, your new bathroom will have the look and feel of tile without the disgusting mold or mildew. Visit their website at shumwaycustombath.com. Shumway Custom Bath, the bathroom remodel of your dreams in less time for less money.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz delivers this year's State of the State address at 7 p.m. tonight from the House chamber at the state capitol.
It's a good bet the governor will highlight a number of high-profile bills passed and signed in roughly the first 100 days of the 2023 session. Abortion rights, driver's licenses for undocumented residents, felon voting, free school lunch and breakfast, and clean cars, among others. It's also likely that he'll stress the need for additional what Democrats term investments in education, transportation, and other areas, even as the Republican minorities in the House and Senate clamor for significant permanent tax cuts when the state has a $17-plus billion surplus. Bill Werner at the Capitol.
City officials in Stillwater are prepared for spring flooding on the St. Croix River.
I was just counting. This is the sixth flood in the last 26 years that I've had to deal with. So we're familiar with what to do and what needs to be done.
Public Works Director Sean Sanders says the temporary berm and thousands of sandbags are providing some protection.
The berm's doing fine. We built it to an elevation of 693.5, so we've got plenty of room. The river elevation crest now is 689.2. And that's going to happen sometime later this week.
A former firefighter, 54-year-old Eric Yeagers, is charged with second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon after prosecutors say he made a racial slur against a former U of M Gophers football star and fired a gun in a South Minneapolis alley. 44-year-old Tellus Redmond, Gophers running back from 1999 to 2001, was not injured even though the gun was fired next to his head as the two fought for the weapon. Investigators say a half an hour before, Yeagers fired a handgun outside a fire station on the city's north side, later telling authorities he thought it would be funny to do so. Yeagers' defense attorney said his client has mental health issues and regrets of his actions reflect badly on his former profession.